Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
Our first lesson is from Genesis, the 32nd chapter. The same night Jacob got up and took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them and sent them across the stream, and likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for the day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." So he said to him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." Then the man said, "You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And there he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved." The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Would you stand and let's sing Psalm 17 together?
Amen.
Our second reading is from Romans, the 9th chapter. I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience confirms it by the Holy Spirit. I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my own people, my kindred according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenants, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from them, according to the flesh, comes the Messiah, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
You know, God, why did you do things this way. God, why does this have to be like this? God, what happened to the love in this situation? God. And then my mind would just go constantly with just what are you doing, God? What is it that you're about here? And I suppose that that's a good thing. I don't, as Jacob did. However, I think I do have a few scars from that, some visible and some invisible. But basically, I think that wrestling with God is about as normal as it gets. You know, Jacob was over at that side of the stream of the river because he was scared. Jacob had, if you will remember, gone to stay with Laban because he had cheated his brother. And he'd been there for a long time, but he was still heading back to see his brother. And his brother supposedly was coming with 400 men. So Jacob said, I think I'll send the family and everything I own back over there. At least maybe they'll be safe in case my brother has decided that it's high time he got a little revenge. Now, we find out later that that was not at all what his brother was about, but he doesn't know that. On this night that he lies down with a pillow with a rock for his pillow, and when he prepares to meet his brother on the next day. So this wrestling with God may have been part bad dream, and may have been, in fact, a true wrestling match with his own conscience. You know, the only person that I think probably has never had bad dreams like that was Jesus. Jesus seemed to be able to sleep wherever he was. Remember the story of Jesus in the boat? I think we're not talking of God. We're not talking of some, great aircraft carrier. We're talking about a boat that would easily fit in his eye. And Jesus, in the middle of a huge storm, falls asleep in the boat so that the disciples have to go, "Jesus, wake up! We're dying here. Wake up!" Apparently, he falls asleep in the boat. But in this particular story that we have today, Jesus has been teaching all day long. They came and found him. The crowds wanted to hear what he had to say. He had compassion on them and healed the sick. He cared for them. He taught them. And the hour was now late. And the disciples say to him, "Lord, let's let them go so they can go off and find something to eat. I mean, we're stuck out here out in the middle of Woodford County somewhere, and nobody knows, You can ask them in the Versailles or Frankfurt or place, and then let them go get something to eat." And Jesus says, "You feed them." Every time I hear this story and that "you feed them," I am reminded of being a little girl, maybe about 6 or 7, and my brother, who was 13 years old when I was, arriving home at noon with the basketball team and expecting mom to feed them. Now, it probably was not that many kids, but it felt like they were 30 or 40, very tall, very loud, very teenager-like young men in our house. And I remember my mother frying pan after pan of bacon, maybe I'll use it. And I just remember this phenomenal amount of food suddenly disappeared. And these young men eating as only teenagers can eat, especially young male teenagers, eating with great gusto and happiness. And I remember my mother going, "But I don't have enough. I don't have enough." We all expect that we would have enough. Or we would somehow make enough if a guest arrived and needed to be fed. Or if a guest arrived and was thirsty, we would have enough. But there are always those moments. So Jesus says to the disciples, "You feed them." And they're looking up there and going, "There were 5,000 people here, not counting the women and children. Do you know how many people are out there?" And the I've got to live on that for tomorrow. This is all I've got, and I've got to save that and conserve it, because I'm afraid there will not be enough left. And so, somehow the teaching of Jesus wasn't so much about breaking open the bread, but perhaps breaking open the fear about not having enough. We're always afraid of not having enough, if you know. I wonder if I have enough gas to get from Shadyville to the sale. I wonder if I have enough time to get done all the errands I've got to do. I wonder if I have enough money to pay my bills this month. I wonder if I have enough capital to make it through the weekend. I wonder if I have enough. I wonder if I have enough love to be cared for and why I saved it for my life. I wonder if I have enough care from other people that I would be afraid. I wonder. And so, as they sat there on that hillside, something happened and broke open this fear and touched their hearts, and they were no longer afraid. And they gave of what they had. Not what they were afraid of. Not what they were scared to lose. Not the excess that they had, but gave of what they had. And everybody will share. Friend of mine told me a story that happened at Christ Church last Sunday. The cathedral, apparently there was some confusion, and there was a family who was in town, mostly in-laws were out in California, and they'd all come back for something, and the desire was to get the children baptized. And between various calls and various people, it seemed that that was going to be impossible until it was hit upon that they would do the service of baptism, the 8 o'clock service, which is like in your chapel here, very small, smaller people. So they did the baptism. One child was about 4 and the other 2. And after the service, or during the service, when the children came forward to receive communion for the first time, the 4-year-old child was told, the body of Christ, the birthday of the body of Christ. And he took it, and he looked at it, and he said, wow. Wow. If we took the body of Christ and every single time said to ourselves and our hearts, wow, do you really think you can get away? Do you really think there's anything in the world to be afraid of when the body of Christ is present? Let us stand and affirm our faith. We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, became incarnate in the Virgin Mary, and was made a man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father.
to all thy people, give thy heavenly grace, and especially to this congregation here present, that with meek heart and due reverence, they may hear and receive thy holy word. Truly serving thee in holiness and righteousness all the days of their life. We beseech thee also so to rule the hearts of those who bear the authority of government in this and every land, that they may be led to wise decisions and right actions for the welfare and the peace of the world. Open, O Lord, the eyes of all people to behold thy gracious hand in all thy works, that rejoicing in thy whole creation, they may honor thee with their substance and be faithful stewards of thy bounty. And we most humbly beseech thee of thy goodness, O Lord, to comfort and succor all those who in this transitory life are in trouble, sorrow, need, sickness, or any other adversity. And we also bless thy holy name for all thy servants departed this life in thy faith and fear, beseeching thee to grant them continual growth in thy love and service, and to grant us grace so to follow the good examples of Saint John's and all thy saints, that with them we may be partakers of thy heavenly kingdom. Grant these our prayers, O Father, for Jesus Christ's sake, our only mediator and advocate. Amen.
Ye who do truly and earnestly repent you of your sins, and are in love and charity with your neighbor, and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God, and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith, and make your humble confession to Almighty God, the valid meaning. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed, by thought, word, and deed, against thy divine majesties, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation against us. We earnestly repent, and are heartily sorry for these unmissings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us, the burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all in this past, and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who with of his great mercy hath promised forgiveness of sins to all those who with hearty repentance and true faith turn unto him, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the word of God to all who truly turn to him. If any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the perfect offering for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And with thy spirit.
Thanks for being an actor.
with one, for I would appreciate it, I think. There are few, but they're mighty, but still pretty similar. Secondly, yesterday I did the burial office for Granny Grimes. Some of you may remember Granny. She's a member of the church for years and years and years, as well as her daughters. Wonderful service we did up at the funeral home of Blackburn and wonderful family. So, but please keep them in your prayers. This is a big loss, as it always is, when they're in the dash. And they send their love to you all. Let's see, are there any other announcements? Yes.
I'm going to announce this for Cindy Sullivan. Monday evening, tomorrow evening, the community dinner that we all host, and we really need help. I told her that I would try to get some ECW women out there tomorrow evening. Anytime between 3 and 6:30, anytime. Would you come out one day, just an hour, come out and help us? So talk to me after church or contact Cindy Sullivan. It's tomorrow evening. She really needs some help with this community dinner.
Okay. Where?
Christian Church, right across from CBS.
Let's go show them how Mr. Van break bread and fish. And let's show them how we do it. Yes, ma'am. Congratulations on the new record. I'm very excited for you. I think it's going to be a wonderful time for this congregation. And I'll deserve that. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you. we should at all times and in all places. Give thanks unto thee, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty everlasting God, who by water and the Holy Spirit hast made us a new people in Jesus Christ our Lord, to show forth thy glory in all the world. Therefore, with angels and archangels, with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying,
through our manifold sins, to offer unto thee any sacrifice,
Yet we beseech thee to accept this, our bounden duty and service, not weighing our merits, but pardoning our offenses, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
By whom and with whom, in the unity of the Holy Ghost, all honor and glory be unto thee, O Father Almighty, world without end. And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
Thank you.
Almighty and ever-living God, we most heartily thank you for that of seed us in these holy mysteries with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. And thus assure us thereby of thy favor and goodness towards us. And in the honor of your members and the mystical body of thy Son, the blessed company of all faithful people, and our also heirs to the hope of thy rising kingdom. And we humbly beseech thee, O heavenly God, so assist us with thy grace, that we may continue in that holy fellowship and do all such good works as thou hast prepared for us to walk in. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, and with thee and the Holy Ghost, be all honor and glory, world without end. Amen. Peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you. And remain with you.
Thank you.